Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the fifth day of October. Today we're reading Luke 6, 18 to 37, and reading the International Children's Bible. They all came to hear Jesus teach and to be healed of their sicknesses. He healed those who were troubled by evil spirits. All the people were trying to touch Jesus because power was coming from him and healing them all. Jesus looked at his followers and said, "Poor people, you are happy, because God's kingdom belongs to you. You people who are now hungry are happy, because you will be satisfied. You people who are now crying are happy, because you will laugh with joy. You are happy when people hate you and are cruel to you. You are happy when they say that you are evil because you belong to the Son of Man. At that time, be full of joy, because you have a great reward in heaven. Their fathers were cruel to the prophets in the same way these people are cruel to you. But how terrible it will be for you who are rich, because you have had your easy life. How terrible it will be for you who are full now, because you will be hungry. How terrible it will be for you who are laughing now, because you will be sad and cry. How terrible when all people say only good things about you. Their fathers always say good things about the false prophets. I say to you who are listening to me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Ask God to bless those who say bad things to you. Pray for those who are cruel to you. If anyone slaps you on one cheek, let him slap the other cheek too. If someone takes your coat, do not stop him from taking your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. When a person takes something that is yours, don't ask for it back. Do for other people what you want them to do for you. If you love only those who love you, should you get some special praise for doing that? No, even sinners love the people who love them. If you do good only to those who do good to you, should you get some special praise for doing that? No, even sinners do that. If you lend things to people, always hoping to get something back, should you get some special praise for that? No, even sinners lend to other sinners so they can get back the same amount. So love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without hoping to get anything back. If you do these things, you'll have a great reward. You will be sons of the Most High God. Yes, because God is kind, even to people who are ungrateful and full of sin. Show mercy just as your Father shows mercy. Don't judge other people, and you will not be judged. Don't accuse others of being guilty, and you will not be accused of being guilty. Forgive other people, and you will be forgiven." I like the last part where it says, "Don't judge other people, and you won't be judged. Don't accuse others of being guilty, and you will not be accused of being guilty. And forgive other people, and you will be forgiven." Because a lot of people, they judge other people. Other people accuse others of being guilty, and sometimes people don't forgive other people. But Jesus is saying, if you do forgive people, if you don't judge other people, and if you don't accuse others of being guilty, then those things won't happen to you. But if you do them to others, they will happen to you. So let's pray that we won't point fingers at anyone. Dear Jesus, please help us to not accuse people. Help us to not judge people. And help us to not forgive people. Help us to forgive people for anything they do to us or anything they do at all. Help us to not judge people. And help us to know that if we do these things, they'll happen to us too. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.